So someone sent me a very interesting question. This person is a young professional and she was looking for answers. And the question that she asked me was, what could she do differently in her approach to the marketplace as a candidate for her to get better results other than being rejected? Now, she didn't just ask me the question. She gave me the reason why, in her point of view, she was being rejected. And the reason why that she came up with was the fact that she's a foreigner and this country values local young professionals more than foreigners. So it's very hard, she told me. Now, this is my answer. My answer, or my the approach or the feedback that I have for this case is, the first of all, as with all other things, and I'm sure you can relate, maybe not specifically with this question, but you can relate with the fact of being rejected. Because we all have been rejected in some point in our lives, right? Relationships, business, life, doesn't matter, right? The girl, you didn't get the girl, or you didn't get to date with the guy that you wanted, or you didn't score the goal. You know, life is all about rejection. You jump, gravity pulls you down. You just got rejected. Life's about rejection. You want to run fast, but you can't. Your body's not adapted to it. You just got rejected. You want to lift weights. You're weak. You cannot lift weights. You just got rejected. Feels bad, doesn't it? Well, it depends. It depends on your mindset. It depends on your point of view on how that event affects you. So the first thing that I would challenge is, I would challenge the reason that she came up with. Because when we got rejected, and you know, it doesn't really matter about if it's about rejection or not, whatever happens in our lives, we can come up with all kinds of reasons or excuses, which is really the case, for not getting what we wanted. Oh, I was too young and they were looking for someone more experienced. Oh, I'm super experienced, I'm too old, and they were looking for someone that is younger. I'm too much of an introvert and they were looking for an extrovert. Oh, I'm a super extroverted person and they were looking for an introvert, so it's impossible. Oh, I'm a foreigner, they're looking for locals. I'm local, they were looking for foreigners, right? So while those reasons might be right in some cases, they don't help us. Because why? They remove us from control over our destiny. Because when we came up with those lousy reasons, which are really excuses, the second thing that we do as human beings, this is an automatic process, the second thing is we look for meaning. So what does this mean? Well, it means that it's impossible for me to win. Third thing that we do, we decide on something. So if it's impossible for me to win, what I'm about to do, I'm going to give up. Fortunately, in her case, she didn't give up. And she did something very intelligent. She looked for people who got the results that she wanted with more experience that she has to look for different answers, better quality of answers. Because the answer that she was getting in her mind was, I'm just not going to win. And she refused to believe that it was the right answer. And I'm so grateful, I'm so happy for her, because in fact, there's better answers. So the first thing that I would say to her is, first of all, forget the excuses, take control. The more responsibility you take for yourself, the more control you claim for the situation, the better your chances to actually get a different result. Because if you remove yourself from the equation, you are just a victim of life, right? And you don't want to be a victim. You want to be a champion, right? You want to be a winner. So winners take responsibility. The higher the responsibility, the better the chances of you getting the result that you want. Second thing is, I would get a good hard look at the approach that I'm taking to the marketplace. Because listen, most young professionals, they don't know how to sell themselves. And to be honest, even people with experience don't know how to do this. Most people focus too much on themselves. Hey, my name is this. I am X years old. I've studied at X university. I got a degree in whatever. I want an opportunity to do X. And I was wondering, how much do you guys pay? And what's the vacation time? Right? This is usually the pitch. And I do also some volunteer work. So listen, I would not hire a local person if they told me this. I would not hire anyone. Listen, here's what anybody in the world will buy, hire, regardless of age, race, gender, cultural belief, whatever you want to say. Everybody's desperately looking for someone with a great positive attitude, an amazing energy, a hunger to get things done, and obviously with the ability to get things done. And notice that nobody cares about you. The only thing that they care is what? Their goals, their challenges, their problems. So if you focus on their goals, their problems, their challenges, and you show them, not tell them, you show them that you can actually help them win, they will hire you. And I don't care how young you are, how old you are, your gender, your religion. If you show them a way to win, to get that painful problem solved, to get that goal that they dream about every single day achieved, they will hire you. Now, the next stage would be to deal with objections and complaints. Oh, you're asking for too much money. Oh, there's no way we can do this. You can either say, oh yeah, you're right, I'm sorry, yeah, forget about it. Or you can come up with strategies to deal with every single topic that I just said. Now, to go over all those topics, it will take a long time, and I'm sure that this audio is already like 7 minutes or 8 minutes long. And I have a course that talks all about this, and you can get it at Udemy or at my website. I can leave a link somewhere. But the point is this. You need to deal with rejection, and the first place that you should look at is your beliefs, the stories that you're telling yourself, the reasons you're coming up with. And the second thing is, your approach to the marketplace must be focused on the other person. How you can bring value, how can you help them win, and the more you can do this, and how you deal with their objections next, because they are uncertain about some things as well. That are the determining factors that will decide if you're gonna get the job, get the deal, get the sale or not. So I hope that this helps you. And if it does, let me know. Share this with someone that needs to hear this. I'm Bruno Coelho, and thank you so much for watching this, or hearing this in this case. Thank you. And go out there and win.